till 8. This is Sports Today on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Busy second hour for Sports Today for yesloans.com.au. Brad and Haggis with you tonight. Well, a young man who has had a rapid rise, Haggis, in the ranks. I mean, halfway through the year, he probably thought, well, what am I going to play? Well, he ended up playing in a premiership side for the Western Bulldogs, and now he's part of the Fremantle Dockers. His name is Joel Hamling. G'day, Joel.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not going as well as you, I don't reckon, mate. Congratulations, firstly. First time we've spoken to you since the grand final. I'm still sure you're floating around the place.
Yeah, mate. It's been obviously been a whirlwind couple of months. Thanks. Congratulations. Thanks for congratulating me as well. I appreciate that. It's been really good. I've sort of enjoyed every moment of it, really, trying to soak it up. And like I said, the last couple of months has been crazy with everything that's happened and then decision I've had to make. It's all been crazy.
Joel, with that and extending your thoughts on that, how complicated did thinking of coming back home get after playing in the Bulldogs Premiership team?
Yeah, it obviously was hard, mate. It's obviously a hard few months there for me. Obviously, I had a bit of deciding to do, and obviously winning the Premiership was just a bit harder as well with the emotion of the team and obviously the fairy tale that we had. And obviously, you don't win a Premiership. Not many players win Premierships in their career, so for me to win that and then make a decision, obviously, didn't take that lightly, but at the end of the day, for me, biggest thing is family and friends and to come home to my home state and obviously play for a powerhouse club like the Dockers is obviously great for me, and I took that with both hands.
Well, that's a real bonus. No doubt you've had some discussions with Ross and co. What are they expecting from you? What sort of role can we see you playing?
Yeah, okay. I think I'll sort of play as a key defender and help out where I can. And there's also got some good players down there with Sam Collins coming through and Alex Pierce and Zach Dawson's been there for a while as well. So I'll play as a key defender and go from there and maybe sneak up forward if I get a chance.
Sneak up forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. What sort of potential do you see in Fremantle?
Yeah, well, it's probably a pretty good question, to be honest. Only a couple of years ago, they were in a grand final and obviously a prelim final as well. So they had a bit of tough luck last year and they can only go up from here. So they got some good players coming back through injury and it's exciting times ahead.
Anyone in particular that you're looking forward to playing alongside? You're leaving some pretty damn good Bulldogs boys that are going to be around for a long time. We've heard of all of them and they've got blooming careers. Anyone at Fremantle that you're really looking forward to playing with?
Look, to be honest, mate, probably all the players, really. Yeah. You can't really single a player out nowadays. And to play AFL is obviously a pretty big thing. You'd have to say there's some good players in every team and look forward to playing with them all.
What sort of program are you on at the moment? Because you would have had to have extra time off, no doubt, finishing in the grand final. And what does it look like for Fremantle? Is it much different, the training regime, to perhaps what you were doing at the Dogs?
I guess in the AFL environment, it's all pretty much the same, really. It's all pretty structured and all the running's pretty much the same. And the only thing is, really, that the teammates change. And obviously, the environment I'm in, playing in Perth, training in Perth, it's obviously really hot and yeah, but it's all been going well. I'm back on December 5th. I'm due back a bit later because obviously I played a bit later. So due back then, been in the club today and did a bit of training and that with the boys and looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Joel, Fremantle have told us a couple of times that they've been plotting you since you were in your late teens at Claremont and a potential draft collection, but they overlooked you back in 2011 and again in 2014 when you went from Geelong to the Dogs as a delisted player. Did you ever think that you wouldn't get to Fremantle?
To be honest, I didn't really pay much attention to it, really. I just wanted to get another chance of playing AFL footy, whether that was back in WA or over in Melbourne. So, obviously, I got picked up from the Bulldogs and, you know, did my 2 years there and laid down the foundations, I guess, to play AFL football and got my chance to do that. And I guess I played okay and was in a grand final. Was lucky enough to play in a grand final.
You look, and it's been well documented, you're good mates with Shane Kirsten, and there was whispers that he might be coming back from late in the season, similar to yourself, but how significant in your final decision to come to Fremantle was it that Shane was coming back as well?
Yeah, it's definitely an added bonus, I guess, having a good mate coming back with me. I've grown up with Shane and known Shane for a long time. We've played a bit of footy together too. So for him to come back with me or me to come back with him, it's obviously really good and hopefully we're here for the next 3 years together at least and hopefully we can really create something here at Fremantle.
Mate, you're a great example of being Johnny on the spot. I mean, halfway through the year, you're probably vying with guys like, you know, Marcus Adams and that, and you probably thought, well, geez, when's my turn going to come? And all of a sudden it appeared and you just grabbed it with both hands.
Yeah, I guess so. It obviously was a bit of a mixed year, up and down at the start and in and out of the side. And yeah, with players obviously going out with injury and form, and got my chance, and I guess just stayed in really and then played consistent enough football to stay in and help the team out. And luckily said, we had a pretty good finals run and we won a premiership. So it's been a great few months.
Have you looked at next year's fixtures to see where Fremantle will play the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I have. Round 3 at Domain Stadium. So there'll be a bit of emotion.
Will you cop a few barbs from your old doggies teammates?
I wouldn't have thought so. They're all great mates and all great people as well. And I guess it is end of the day, it is our work, and we go out there to win every week and win for our supporters. And I think those guys will obviously give me a little bit of flack on the field, but end of the day, we're all good mates off it. And obviously, we'll catch up after the game and I'll have a chat and see how we go.
Well, Joel, that's enough about Fremantle. Will the Bulldogs go back to back?
Yeah, I'd hope so. They're a real good side, to be honest. Hopefully, obviously, play them in the granny and then Freo win. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be outstanding, mate. Thanks very much for your time. We really appreciate it. No doubt we'll talk to you again in the not-too-distant future. Rest up, and we look forward to seeing you back on the track fully-fledged on December 5th.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Joel.
Joel Hamling there, who's transferred over from the reigning Bulldogs Premiership side to take up residence at Fremantle again.